7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
No turning back now. Hello, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever applies to you and your specific location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call Earth, and blah, 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 yeah. Okay, Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it's time to pour some tea. Oh, that looks good. What am I drinking today? Let's find out. Oh, Daddy, I know what that is. Oh, yeah. It is the Da Hong Pao. God, I love Da Hong Pao. Okay, here's what you need to know. Day is not starting out too great for me today. I'm not doing super great. I am down by weather. The weather has gotten worse, and it also didn't help that I tried to do some stuff last night. I made myself sick, and now I'm paying for it. Paying for it today. I don't feel good. That's okay. I never feel good. Ugh. Yeah, but no, I'm... Huh, I don't know. Yeah, so there you have it. So today, for me, is basically sit around today and, you know, try to work on computer stuff, try to get Dubious Goals Committee back up into 100% functioning capacity, which it hasn't been, thanks to weird situations that I don't know or understand. I've recently taken acquisition of an Ethernet hub, which isn't helping my problem one bit. All I want to do is be able to have a computer hardwired to the wall. All I want is to have one computer, meaning my Raspberry Pi 2B Plus. I want to be able to have an Ethernet cable come out of it and go into whatever it needs to go into so I can be directly hardwired to the net so I can broadcast this stupid radio show. I also need to have to have my Wi-Fi going at the same time so I can use other computer things, including my smart TV and the other Raspberry Pi that's in the other room that can't be used for Dubious Goals Committee, so don't say anything stupid, please. I'm in a horrible mood. I cannot suffer fools lightly today. I cannot suffer fools at all today. That's why I'm drinking tea. And it's delicious. It's delicious. What did I write down in the secret notebook yesterday? Oh, yeah. I just wrote down some names of some parts that I want to buy. And as soon as I can find a computer that can go on the web, then I gotta look up the prices for some of these things. I gotta get a lot of utility stuff. And every once in a while I see something, oh, there's a fun new toy. No, Tobe, no toys. No toys, just utility stuff. Wow, listen to that sine wave. Sine wave with some LED clipping. Yeah, so LEDs for clipping is a thing. You can use all kinds of weird stuff. But what you need to know is that diodes are our friends.
Beef Stroganoff. Beef Bourguignon, Irish beef stew. Henry Mancini with Baby Elephant Walk. And I know what some of you are thinking. Some of you longtime members of the Dubious Goals Committee are thinking, oh great, now we have to sit here and listen to Tobe go off on his Henry Mancini rant for the millionth time. Well, perhaps I shall. Henry Mancini is so great, blah blah blah. Henry Mancini knows how to swing a dope AF groove. Henry Mancini is the greatest ever. Henry Mancini is the best. I really don't feel like people appreciate Henry Mancini enough. You know, it all started back when I was just a wee lad. Actually, I was in high school. I was in high school and I was sitting at home on a Friday or a Saturday night when one of the Newhart shows came on and the music, and I'm sitting there looking at it, watching it on a black and white TV, listening to the music. Da na 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 And I started thinking, you know, it says theme by Henry Mancini. I'm like, Henry Mancini, that guy's still alive? Well, yeah, he was then. He is no longer with us. He is now kicking out the dope swing grooves with all the other dope swing groovers up there. And that's when I started to realize, you know, Henry Mancini is so great. Everybody in the world can hum or sing or vocalize a Henry Mancini tune. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there saying, well, I can't. I have no idea who you're talking about. I've never heard his music in before in his life. Yeah, you have. You have heard Henry Mancini's music. Everyone has. This is why he's so great. He's everywhere. Good tea. Good stuff, good stuff. So you're probably wondering, am I going to drop some more Henry Mancini? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But now that I'm sitting here in the laundromat, listening to the washing machines and dryers, I'm starting to think that what we need to do is to have a replay of the incident from Wednesday. Oh, if you missed Wednesday's show, oh man, that was crazy. Suddenly I have another idea. Maybe we need to hear that specific audio segment again, but maybe we need to have director's commentary. That's what the kids like these days with their Blu-ray discs. They like their director's commentary. A commentary track. Let's watch the movie and listen to the commentary track. Yeah. Yeah. To the music!
To the chasm gaping we, mirrors multi-reflecting this between sponge stained sheet and odorous whim. Have an eye flick shot within, assist me to walk away in sin. Where is the string that Theseus led? By me out this labyrinth land. Or taste a tart and eat my lunch. Unfold my slender, thin and lean in this solemn place of filled wedding dreams. A black matted lace of pregnant cows as life maps out onto my brow. The card is loaded, index turned into my filing cabinet. Have a spread spread. Thank you. slit of life for a maiden's sake and maiden flight. In the flat field that you get bored, replaced with Piccadilly whores. In my ear for some cerebral fix, transfer me to that solid plane.
Stuff. I think we all know that song. That was In the Flat Field by Henry Mancini. No, that was not Henry Mancini. That was Bauhaus. Oh, good stuff. And that makes perfect sense considering that this is a goth laundromat. Yeah, all these dryers are full of black clothing. The goth laundromat. Suddenly, I kind of want to go there. Where could that possibly be, I wonder? The goth laundromat. Oh, where they play Bauhaus. And they drink tea. I'm drinking Dahong Pao. Dahong Bauhaus. Is it good? I think you already know the answer. It's delicious. I love drinking tea. And I love Bauhaus. You know, I actually haven't heard that song in quite a long time. The last time I probably heard that was on Halloween 19... No, that was in the 2000s, wasn't it? I don't know. One Halloween night... Some friends that I have that are lunatics decided that they wanted to put together a little Bauhaus tribute band. And they did. And they were amazing. They were so great. It was not even funny. It was frightening. It was like listening to the records. It was kind of scary, which would be appropriate for Bauhaus on Halloween. And where did they play? You know, in this nice little Italian bistro down on 13th Street. Not kidding. It was a great show. Oh my God, that was a great show. I wish somebody would have recorded that. But that's what we need here in the goth laundromat. And I know what you're thinking. Tub, you're just hanging around in the goth laundromat waiting for Eyes Girl to show up. No, if I wanted to go see Alexis, I would just go to the grocery store where she works. Which is, you know, the grocery store I buy all my food from, which I went to yesterday. Or was it the day before? It was the day before, and I bought lots of food. I bought 2 loaves of lovely Italian-style bread and a Roma tomato, 1/2 pound of Black Forest ham, 1/4 pound of baby Swiss cheese, some lettuce. And I went home, and cheesy poofs. And then I went home and made sandwiches and ate cheesy poofs. And that's what I ate yesterday, too. And that's what I'm going to eat today. And I'm still the cheesy poofs I got are not the cheesy poofs that I wanted. I wanted regular cheesy poofs, but they didn't. We're still in some kind of cheesy poof shortage that is driving me crazy. Is there really only one cheesy poof factory in the world? Yes, and it's in Plano, Texas. So I couldn't get any cheesy poofs, so I had to get poof corn. Cheesy poof corn. Which is pretty good. It's different. It's a finer texture. I think maybe I'm getting used to it. I'm starting to accept this as my best cheesy poof alternative. So, yeah, that's what my life is about. Still trying to find the cheesy poofs. But now I think we need to change it up a little bit here. What I really want to do now is play the little weirdness from Wednesday. You know, there was a little incident with my cat a few days ago, back on Wednesday, and we're going to go through that again. We're going to relive that, except this time I'm going to do commentary. So if you want to hear the original incident, you're going to have to go to the archive, www.anonradio.org/archive, and look up Wednesday's show to hear the original. Because today you're going to get the original and you're going to get the commentary. So let's stop talking about it and let's do this. I just need to call up a little file here and click on some clickies and do some buttons. And okay, let's hear from me on Wednesday morning. Hello, here I come.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
See, I'm mad because I just was awakened, and I'm super tired, and I don't need to be awakened this early.
Do you need to be up this early in the morning?
See, I'm commenting on this.
No, I do not.
I don't need to be awake at 9:30 a.m.
And I was sleeping so well. What the hell is this sound?
Now, this is where I start to hear more weirdness, and I realize what's happening. Because I can hear a warbly kitty voice. And the cat is where?
What's a kitty doing?
She's stuck behind the washing machine, my clothes washer.
How did you even get back here?
She tends to jump down there.
This has happened before. Remember, how did we solve the problem before?
Last time I had to put a board down there covered in a t-shirt so the cat could climb out.
The cat has gotten behind the washer and dryer.
See, this has happened a couple of times, but
now stuck back there.
Sometimes she can jump out.
What are you doing, you Numpler?
So Numpler is stuck.
You crazy Nanuchins.
Behind the washer and dryer.
Oh, yes, hi. I will help you. I don't know how.
You can hear her trying to get a grip on the metal with her claws.
This is how I woke up this morning.
So in the past, I've had to try to reach down there or put something down there so that she can grab, so I can pull her back out. But what I figured out is that if I give her more room back there, she can actually jump up. So
look at my cat.
The trick here is to move the washer out a little bit, and then that'll give her enough room to get a good jump. And she can grab onto the dryer, and she can climb out.
Try to move the washing machine.
So here I am trying to move the washer out.
Okay, so now we gotta pull the washing machine out.
And this is not safe for me. This is a lot of exertion, and that's the sound of the cat jumping out.
Good jump! And the cat jumps back out, and then.
And I congratulate her for doing a good kitty jump.
So now we push the washing machine back into place.
This is how I make myself sick. I do all this overexertion.
That's how we have kitty adventures so early in the morning.
And I'm already punch drunk.
You're welcome.
Because of not enough sleep.
Am I going back to sleep now?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. Back to you, live in this studio, Tobe.
Well, thanks, Tobe, from Wednesday morning. I'm glad you had so much fun rescuing the kitty from behind the washing machine. Thank you. Yeah, I probably don't have to tell you that that was the Pink Panther theme. By who? That's right, Bauhaus. I mean Henry Mancini. Now you're probably wondering, Tobe, what's your hang-up with Bauhaus and Henry Mancini today? I don't know. This is just happening. I have no control over it. I can't do anything except sit here in this pachinko parlor playing Sea Story 4 Okinawa version. Or is this Okinawa Black? It doesn't matter, but what do we need? We need some Henry Mancini and Bauhaus. We need a Bauhaus-Henry Mancini collaboration. That's what we need. We need Henry Mancini directing and conducting an orchestra as they play Bela Lugosi's Dead. With Peter Murphy howling and howling all around it. Yeah, you know you want to go to that concert. I want to go to that concert too, but I can't because I'm stuck here indoors all day today thanks to the deadly, deadly weather. So what am I going to do today? Well, I'm going to sit here. I got to look up this video about this guy who's building a delay or something. I got to figure out. There's all this stupid stuff. And then I was going to complain about space haircuts today. Because if there's one thing I hate, it's space haircuts. Maybe we'll get into that later. I don't feel like doing anything. I need to find the attendant. Pick up some of these balls. But anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs...